right, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, strange things happened the other night. While printing handbills late in the evening, Lum and Abner received the first chapter of a manuscript addressed to the Edwards & Edwards Publishing Company and entitled The Mysterious Case of Evelyn Ermentrude by Yarg Nilewell, the Phantom Author. Strangely, the incidents mentioned in the story mysteriously took place in the store that night, including the disappearance of the clock from the wall. And it was in this clock that Lum had hidden the money from their cash drawer. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Oh, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
My doggy, you look like you never got no sleep last night. What's the matter?
I never. Just laid there and tried to figure out this Phantom Author thing. Never slept a wink. Here, let me sit down.
Yeah, you look wore out, man.
I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Well, I hate to tell you, but here's something else to figure out, too. Another income this morning. Another chapter of that mysterious case of Evelyn Ermentrude come this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was stuck in the door when I opened up there this morning.
Jeez, Abner, we just got to figure out where them things are coming from. That's all there are to it.
Well, it's that Phantom that's bringing them, Mom, and he's invisible, so we can't see him when he comes in.
Prattle, prattle. Ain't no feller that's actually invisible, Abner. Just read too many funny papers. That's your trouble.
Well, how about that ghost I seen in the feed room other night?
Abner, you couldn't have saw no ghost, because there ain't no such a thing.
Ain't, huh?
If there was a ghost in here that night, I could have saw him too, couldn't I?
Well, you just never looked quick enough. Your trouble. I know I seen him, Mom. He was standing right back there, and I seen him.
Just your imagination working, so just try and forget it.
Well, how about that clock disappearing off from the wall right while we was in the store and all our money disappearing with it?
Yeah, well, that's what we got to figure out right there.
I wish we could.
Whoever done it must have known that we hid our money in the clock.
Why, sure.
But I don't see why he went to all the trouble of sending us the first chapter of a mystery story just to rob us out of that money.
Well, it said right in the store that a clock was disappearing right in front of Evelyn Ermentrude's eyes. Fact is, everything that happened to Evelyn in that store happened to us while we were reading it, Long.
Yeah, that's the curious part of this whole thing. And here's something else that's got me stumped. If the fella just wanted to rob us, why is he still hanging around town and send us more chapters of that story?
I don't know. All I know is, Mom, that there's a ghost mixed up in this somewhere or other.
Well, I ain't scared of no ghost. But I am afraid of what this Phantom Author fella wants with us.
Wants with?
You know, Abner, our lives might be in danger.
Our lives? Oh, don't say that now, Mom. Don't say that.
Well, I don't know what else he's after. We ain't got no more money for him to rob. He's got that.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing else in the store that's awful valuable.
No, I reckon there ain't.
What does that new chapter say?
Huh?
Does that tell anything that might give us a clue of some kind?
I don't know. I ain't had nerve enough to read it. Leastways, not while I'm in the store here by myself.
Let's see. What chapter is that? We got one first night and then three more yesterday. That must be chapter 5.
Must be. Well, here, you can read it if you want to. I know I ain't going to do it. Here, take the thing. I don't want it.
I see. Whereabouts did we leave Evelyn Ermentrude in the last chapter?
Why, she fainted when she seen the ghost in that forbidden room. I recollect that.
Well, that was in the first chapter she done that.
Huh?
And the next morning she come to and found herself back in her own room, don't you
recall? Oh, yeah.
And she decided she'd go right to her stepfather and ask him flat-footed what was in that room.
That's right.
But when she got in his room, she found that he'd just been pardoned.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? I forgot about him getting pardoned. Mom, I don't think I feel so good.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You ain't pardoned.
Huh?
You'd be a heap sicker than this if you was.
Well, everything else in that store has happened to us, Long.
Oh, no, not everything. We ain't been thrown in the furnace like the butler was in chapter 3.
No.
Or we ain't been stuffed into a clothes basket like somebody done to the maid in chapter 4.
Yeah, but just the same, I don't think I feel pretty good on it.
Abner, that's just your imagination working again. Let's see here what happens in this new chapter.
Rob, don't read no more of that now. I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's the only way we can find out what happens to Evelyn and all.
No.
Chapter 5 of The Mysterious Case of Evelyn Armitage by Yarg Nilewell, the Phantom Author.
I wish he wouldn't put his name down on every chapter. That gives me the creeps.
Now, be quiet now. The strange incidents of the past few days had struck terror into the heart of Evelyn Armitage.
And me.
And she was beginning to look like some wild hunted creature.
I know just how she feels.
She realized with alarm that the household was dwindling fast. First it was her stepfather, then the butler, now the maid.
Oh.
Evelyn was alone in the old mansion except for her stepmother and the ghost.
He weren't there the other night. He was right here in this door.
Oh, he weren't no secret.
He was done it now, Lon.
Be quiet. Who committed these crimes, and what secret does the forbidden room hold?
But, Lon, now, don't read that like that. Don't make it no scarier than it is.
What was I at?
Who
committed these crimes, and what secret does the forbidden room hold? Evelyn asked herself over and over again. She knew it could not be her stepmother, because she had long been an invalid, confined to her bed.
It was that ghost, that's who it was.
Abner, I told you to forget about him.
Go on.
So Evelyn decided she would go to her stepmother's room and ask her if she knew anything about the secret of the forbidden room.
I wish she'd find it.
Gathering up all her courage, Evelyn went upstairs and tapped on her stepmother's room. Hearing no answer, she went in. And there, before her startled eyes, Evelyn saw an empty bed.
Uh-oh. He got her stepmama, too. That's what he did.
She turned to flee from the room, but the door was locked. Then she heard a low, fiendish laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Now, don't laugh that way now, Lon. Don't do that.
Evelyn whirled around, and terror struck into her heart.
Lon.
Hey, Lon. For there, stepping out of a secret panel,
Mom,
its clawed hands reaching out, was the ghost.
Mom, there he is, Mom.
Huh?
There's a ghost coming in the front door there. Look,
oh,
here,
my goodness.
I told you I seen him the other night.
Dennis, I never thought they'd come in the day.
Oh, get away from here now. Get out of here. Get out.
Wonderful world.
Did you say wonderful world?
Yes, Mom.
Dog is how he learned to say that, Mom.
Wait a minute. That voice is familiar. Is that you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Did I scare you, fella?
Oh, for the land's sake. Cedric, get that ghost outfit off now so I can tell for sure.
Yes, Mom. I'll take it off.
Well, get that thing off of there.
Hey, what's the big idea of all this nonsense, Cedric? You might not scare the daylights out of us. Or out of Abner, leastways.
Did I, sure enough?
Well, I weren't actually scared, I don't think. Just a little, maybe.
And where in the world did you get this story about Evelyn Armitage?
Story? What story?
Why, the one you've been sending us chapter at a time. And what did you do with our clock, too?
I never done nothing with your clock.
Well, weren't you in the store the other night in your ghost outfit, Cedric?
No, Mom. Never had this on before today. I just now found it out there in the back of the store.
Found it?
Sort of hid up under the loading platform back there.
Hid what?
Yes, Mom.
Danny, there must be a phantom author after all, then, Abner. Leastways, we know he ain't no ghost, though.
Well, maybe the ghost just wears this outfit at night, Lon. Maybe it's too hot for him to wear it in the daytime.
Oh, don't be silly, Abner. Ghosts couldn't do no such a thing as that.
Hey, Dogie, Mom, you reckon our clock might be hid back there under that loading platform, too?
No, I don't reckon so. More likely made off of that. Or at least he's taking the money out of it.
Well, I believe I better go back there and take a look for it.
Say, Cedric, have you ever heard of anybody with the name of Yarg Nilewell?
No, Mom, I don't think I have. Is he a feller in that story you was talking about?
No, he's the feller that's supposed to have wrote it.
Well, I wish you'd read it to me, Mr. Lum. I just love to hear stories, boy.
Well, let's see here. Sort of anxious to hear how this comes out myself. Where was I at? Yeah. Stepping out of a secret panel, its claw hands reaching out, was the ghost.
Ghost? Oh, is this story about me, the one you're reading?
No, of course not. As the long claw hands came close and closer to Evelyn, she gave a loud scream and ran towards the window. But before she could reach it, the floor suddenly opened up, and Evelyn Ermentrude disappeared.
Whereabouts did she disappear to, Mr. Long? Read what's next there.
Well, that's all he is, Andrew. It says here, to be continued. That's the way this story's been coming, chapter at a time. And he always puts on there, to be continued.
Oh, on it anyway. I'd sure like to know where she... Say, where's Mr. Abner?
Abner? Well, he's right. Abner? Abner? Abner! Whereabouts are you at, Abner? Hey, Abner!
He was here just a minute ago.
My goodness, Edward. Abner disappeared. Just like in the story.
Was Abner in the story, too?
What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like glass breaking. Oh, look at there. Somebody threw a rock through the window. And there's a note tied on it, Mr. Malone.
A note?
Yes, Mom. Here, I'll get it for you.
Granny, Cedric, I don't know what's going on here, but it's got to stop. That's all there are to it.
Here you are, Mr. Long. Here, read that. See what it says.
It says, do you want to know where Evelyn Ermentrude is? Be in your store tomorrow night at 12 midnight. The Phantom Author will reveal all.